This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Not celebrating the fact that it's Monday afternoon. Talking parties. It's good to see Lining Seats Life of Riley being used on Match of the Day last night for the goal of the season. It is, of course, the end of the football season. Manchester City celebrating yesterday. This particular Arsenal fan not particularly consuming much of their celebrations. I was kind of hoping that my team might do something special might happen, but it didn't. So I didn't see much of what was going on up in Manchester as they lifted the trophy for the fourth season on the trot. However, today, catching up a little bit on what went on and seeing Jack Grealish setting a confetti cannon off into his groin is just what I needed to see. Isn't it great when a party goes wrong? I mean, not that obviously it completely ruined City's day yesterday, but it's a great thing to see. If you've not seen Jack Grealish setting off the confetti cannon into his groin, you've got to look it out on your social media. He's basically got the wrong end of it. Don't think he's ever set one off before. Goes right off into where you would not want to do it. So, your stories, please, of when parties go wrong. I want to hear about them. I do remember my birthday party in my second year of university, towards the end of term, tidying up the house, crushing cardboard boxes, making sure that everything was going to be good to get our deposit back. And I ended up falling off one of the boxes that I was trying to crush through a glass front door. Off to the Royal Bournemouth for the night. My housemates boarded up the front door and went on with my birthday party. The actual person that you're celebrating, not at the party, they still went on with it. Party going wrong. I want to hear about your stories, please. What happened? Very interested. If it's up there with Jack Grealish and his confetti cannon, even better. Nathan, tell us what went wrong at yours.
I was having a 16th birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And someone invited a lot more people than I expected.
So it's a good start.
Yep, ended up with a load of people coming over, loads of alcohol, everywhere spilt, probably about a 2 to 5 centimetre layer of alcohol across the floor. Lots of people slipping, turkey being kicked around the kitchen.
A turkey being kicked around the kitchen? When's your birthday? Who has turkeys just hanging around the house?
That was one from February, left over from Christmas.
Grim. Right, a frozen turkey being used as a football. We've got a 5 centimetre thick layer of alcohol on the floor. Getting a bit of a picture of things here. It's like the old Yellow Pages advert, Nathan.
Not far off.
What was the clean-up operation like?
It was a 2-day-long mop with trying to explain that to parents.
Where were they?
They were there. They just didn't see most of it until later on in the middle of the night.
2 days clearing up, 2 days apologising. Nathan, cheers for the story. Kerry says my 16th birthday party got shut down by the riot squad. It was fancy dressed. My mum was a policewoman, was still finding hidden contraband for weeks after. Can't work out whether mum was there as a policewoman or mum had to turn up as a policewoman and shut it down. But it's good either way. Our producer just telling me during that previous song about how he inhaled too much smoke from some candles at a 5th birthday party and had to be put to bed early. Wouldn't stand near a birthday cake for years after. It's probably still scarred as we speak. Your stories, please, of parties gone wrong. Ben, what happened at yours?
So basically my 14th birthday party, I invited around 20 people over.
Mm-hmm.
To have some drinks and stuff at my house.
So
and,
did it get out of control? Because we heard from Nathan earlier on who had way more than the 20 turn up and ended up with like frozen chicken being kicked around the kitchen floor and alcohol spilled everywhere.
No, it was the complete opposite. Nobody showed up.
No way.
Yeah, nobody showed up, and about an hour after it was supposed to start, I got a phone call to tell me that we're not coming, we found a better party. So that was my 14th birthday party. I sat there eating cake by myself.
Ben, how did you not let that affect you? You're a functioning adult. I can hear it in your voice. That'd be so difficult to come back from.
It took me a while to recover from that, I'm not going to lie. I ended up moving schools and whatnot. But it's something that I sort of look back on and think, yeah, that was that happened. But you live and learn, and now I'm with much better friends. So
good for you. Ben, tell us that you've had a fantastic party at some point since then.
Oh, many good parties since then. So that's just a little blip. But my 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th and beyond were all fantastic. So
there you go. Life can only get better.
Of course.
Lynn, tell us about the party gone wrong.
So it was my son's fifth birthday party.
Right.
We went to the local petting zoo.
What could go wrong at a fifth birthday party?
Exactly. 15 infant school kids who, you know, mixture of girls and boys. And of course, being a 5-year-old boy, he wanted the biggest snake to get taken out of the enclosure, because she gave him the option and said, oh, yeah, which one, you know, do you want the small snake? And we were like, yeah, get the small snake, Harry. No. So Harry wanted the biggest snake, which just turned out to be an 8-foot python. So one of the other parents kindly agreed to hold the python. But the lady, the handler, saw a bit of fluff by its eye and went to go and try and pick it off, which the snake didn't like. And the snake bit her and she just bled everywhere on the floor.
Oh, no.
And then...
hang on, in front of 15 5-year-olds?
Right in the centre. They were sat in a circle on the floor.
Oh, no.
And she was stood in the middle. So there was blood dripping all over the floor. I had to get paper towels and mop it up off the floor. On my hands and knees. And going, to all the kids, it's okay. The lady scared the snake. It's okay. Don't worry. She scared the snake. It's all right.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
10 weeks of tickets.
Right, we've got tickets today for you to go see the Pet Shop Boys in Nottingham on 10 Weeks of Tickets. They're playing 6th of June. You could be there if you are today's winner on Pet Shop Noise. Bush is on holiday this week. Quite what he'd think of this, I don't know. But there's no way here to stop me, so it doesn't matter. You are going to hear the sound of somebody walking into a pet shop. You will need to identify not only the pet that is making a right old racket, but also what song is it obscuring. Have a listen to this. What is the pet and what is the song in the background? Somewhere on a sun lounger, Bush is rolling over feeling uncomfortable and he doesn't know why. That's why. So, what was the pet and what was the song in the background? I don't need to hear about the cash register. Someone who thinks they can is Lindsay near Blackpool. How are you, Lindsay?
Oh, hi. Yeah, great. Thank you.
Lindsay, can I ask, do you spell your name with a Z? Our producer's gone with a Z and I don't think you do.
It is correct. It is completely correct.
Oh, how embarrassing for me. Well, now we got the spelling sorted. Lindsay, how's your day been?
Actually, my dog has just smashed a mirror, so you would think that it's probably going to be 7 years bad luck, so I'm hoping it's not going to be.
8:12:15, if you know whether it is the dog or Lindsay that is going to get the 7 years bad luck. Don't know how that one works. Lindsay, what was the pet? What was the song?
It was a budgie, and it was always on my mind.
I would have also accepted canary, because I think they are one and the same thing. But yes, congratulations, well done. Let's have a double check.
Oh, my God.
I saw the Pet Shop Boys a few months back, Lindsay. They're amazing live. You're going to have a great time. Well done.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't believe this. This is amazing.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
It's the most challenging day of the week. Weekend, it's already a distant memory. And there's plenty of bad stuff going on in the world at the moment, so let's major on the good. Only good news, please. No matter how big, no matter how small, if you've got some good news to share, share it now. We'll share it with the rest of the Hometime family. It'll pick us all up tonight. 8, 12, 15 for your texts. Absolute Radio on the social. I'll get the ball rolling. This will show you the level of good news we're after. First of all, if you were listening on Friday's show, I mentioned the plans for the weekend. My dad managed to stay awake for the Usyk Fury fight on Saturday night. He's coming up to watch it with me. I was concerned I was going to be watching the match, watching the bout with my old man asleep next door to me on the sofa. But no, all good. Stayed awake for it. I did get a phone call from him from upstairs Sunday morning, 9:30, saying he'd only just woken up. Could he have another 15 minutes in bed? Which was a strange one to get from your dad. Other piece of good news. There's a new Morrison's Daily opening up where I live, which for me is going to knock 3 minutes off the walk for a pint of milk if we've run out of milk at home for a cup of tea in the evening. So this is very good news. That's the level of good news I'm after. You might have some belting news as well. Good news, whether it's big or small. Richie, my good news is really, really good. We're on the way home from Guy's Hospital. My husband has got the all clear from the Big C. Big relief from Lynn somewhere on the A13. Yet another piece of massive big news. Great news for both of you. Fantastic. Hugh is in Swansea. I work Thursdays to Sundays, so this is my Friday. I'm sat in the sun with a cold one. That's good news for me, says Hugh. We're pleased for you. And Stan and Tanya saying, good news, we've secured our tickets for Sunday's playoff final. Happy Leeds fans there. All I'll say as an Arsenal fan, 24 hours on from yesterday, it's always the hope that kills you. But hey, look forward to Sunday. Keep your good news coming. Gary and Mary, good news is that we work the weekend. So this is our Friday afternoon. Wine and sunshine in the garden. Is anybody working today? Is everyone just work weekends? Not the first people to get in touch like that. Samantha says, my hubby Dave has just bought a petrol lawnmower. He's loving it. You sound like Bush. And Dave in Immingham, my good news is I've just finished work for 10 days now. 10 days off, I've played snooker and drank beer. That's all I've done on my first day off. Dave, you are living the dream.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.